אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. The International Court of Justice issued its interim ruling on Friday on the case South Africa has brought against Israel claiming genocide against the Palestinians in Gaza. The ruling acknowledged that the loss of life and destruction in Gaza could rise to reach the definition of genocide under the international convention to which Israel is a signatory, but it did not call for an immediate end to hostilities, a ruling by which Israel would not have been able to abide. Recognizing the context of the current conflict, which arose after the Hamas invasion on October 7th, the court ruled that Israel must take measures to minimize the harm to civilians and must report on the measures it has taken to South Africa after 1 month. Immediately after the broadcast of the judgment, Hamas sent rockets into southern Israel. Britain, Finland and Italy have joined the United States, Canada and Australia in temporarily pausing future funding for the United Nations Agency for Palestinians in the Gaza Strip while it reviews concerning allegations that UNRWA staff were involved in the October 7th massacre. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong wrote on Twitter that Australia would temporarily pause disbursement of recent funding. She wrote, Australia is concerned by the allegations UNRWA staff may have been involved in the abhorrent October 7th terror attacks. She also noted the vital life-saving work by the agency. The decision came after UNRWA said on Friday that it had sacked several employees accused by Israel of involvement in the massacres. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for UN Chief Antonio Guterres, said Guterres is horrified by the accusations and an urgent and comprehensive independent review of UNRWA will be conducted. In the worst day of losses since the ground offensive in Gaza began, 24 soldiers were killed on Monday, 21 in a single incident. They were aged between 22 and 40 and came from all segments of the country. Troops were operating in an area about 600 meters from the border with Israel, close to Kisufim, destroying Hamas sites as part of the army's efforts to establish a buffer zone to allow residents of Israel border communities to return to their homes. At around 4 p.m., an RPG was fired by terrorists at a tank securing the forces, and simultaneously an explosion occurred in a two-story building. The building collapsed while most of the forces were inside and near them. The explosion was likely a result of mines planted by troops to demolish the buildings, but the cause of the detonation is under investigation. Rescue forces who worked to extract the casualties from the collapsed buildings described the scene as reminiscent of the aftermath of an earthquake. President Yitzhak Herzog offered consolation to the families on behalf of the nation and added, "Even on this sad and difficult morning, we are strong and remember that together we will win." Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defence Minister Yoav Gallant and War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz gave a joint video statement which included, "We bow our heads in memory of our fallen and yet we do not for a moment stop striving for an irreplaceable goal, the achievement of complete victory. Together we will fight and together we will win." Fighting against Hamas continues in Gaza, where over 210 soldiers have now lost their lives. The IDF released footage today which showed Gazans protesting against Hamas and demanding a change of leadership. In the north, Hezbollah continues its rocket fire and the IDF continues to respond. Families of the hostages still held in Gaza continue their campaign for immediate action to release them. Last night, along with the major demonstration in Tel Aviv, hundreds were outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's Caesarea home, demanding he respond to them. Israel has reportedly proposed a 2-month ceasefire in exchange for a staged release of all the hostages. The War Cabinet met on Thursday night with IDF hostage envoy Nitzan Alon and Prime Minister Office hostage coordinator Gal Hirsch regarding negotiations to discuss the proposal, after a tense day and a half of accusations between Israel and Qatar that the other was thwarting hostage negotiations. On Wednesday, Qatar said it was appalled at a leaked report that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had spoken ill of the country, which both hosts Hamas's leaders and has played a key role in negotiating the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich said on Thursday, "Qatar is the biggest obstacle for returning the hostages. We could get all 136 home tomorrow if Qatar would give Hamas an ultimatum to return them all, and if the West would give Qatar an ultimatum to do that. Qatar has a clear interest in preserving Hamas, he said, and he said it's doing everything to thwart our efforts of the State of Israel to totally destroy the military and government's capabilities of Hamas. He said Qatar encourages terrorism, finances terrorism, pushes terror, and is playing a double game. Hamas came to Qatar's defense. A statement issued by a senior figure, Taher Nouni, said Hamas denounces the targeting of the brotherly state of Qatar. But he said Qatar has played an active political role to stop the aggression on our people and to advance the exchange of hostages. He said Israel is blocking a possible agreement to free its citizens. A Qatari official responded to Smotrich's comments, saying Qatar would never jeopardize negotiations about a hostage release due to differences with individuals. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Friday discussed ongoing efforts to release the hostages with U.S. Defense Secretary General Lloyd Austin. Gallant thanked Austin for his personal support for Israel's security and for various actions being taken by the U.S. to stabilize the region and return the hostages. Aviva Siegel, who was released from Gaza in November, and her daughter Shia testified at the Knesset on Tuesday morning that women and men are being raped by terrorists in tunnels under the Strip. Aviva, who was abducted from her home in Kibbutz Kfar Aza, along with her husband Keith, who is still being held hostage in Gaza, said the terrorists bring inappropriate clothes for the girls, the clothes of dolls. They turn the girls into their dolls and they can do what they want with them. And it's unbelievable that they're still there. I can't breathe. I can't deal with it. It's too hard. It's been nearly 4 months and they are still there. I want to tell you that the boys go through these things too. They can't get pregnant, but they also go through it. And something must change now. I would like to go back to captivity to protect the girls there like I did when I was there. I felt they were my daughters. My heart is there and it's exploding. I can't understand how the world is silent. Aviva's daughter Shia said that her mother's testimony is only the tip of the iceberg and shouted angrily at MKs, "They are sitting in captivity. They've done nothing wrong. We have no right to sit here. We need to scream for them. At this very moment, there is someone being raped in a tunnel." Aviva and Shia were among the relatives of hostages who slept in the street outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's house in Jerusalem on Monday night in freezing winter rain. Singer and actor Idan Amedi, best known for his role on TV hit show Fauda, has been released from Sheba Medical Center weeks after being badly injured in a Gaza explosion. He still faces a long road to rehabilitation, but he says he hopes to return to singing, acting, and fighting. He gave a press conference on Thursday. Looking weak and with his arm bandaged, Amedi said that when he arrived at the hospital, his face was badly burnt and unrecognizable. He was also injured by shrapnel that pierced various parts of his body and several of his bones were broken. He said that after this first phase of healing, my spirit is stronger than ever. Thankful for the supportive messages sent to him from Israel and all over the world, Amedi said that a visit from Chen Almog Goldstein, who was held captive in Gaza for over 50 days, has changed his perspective on the war. The return of the hostages must be the top priority for Israel. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.